This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
This is Patrick Christie's Tonight on GB News. Coming up, has multiculturalism failed in Britain? Suella's got a thing or two to say about that. But first, should Israel be booted out of world football? It is time for tonight's head-to-head. So, remarkably, FIFA are holding an urgent meeting in July, can't be that urgent then, but anyway, to decide if Israel should be banned from competing in world football over its continued military response to the October the 7th Hamas terrorist attacks. FIFA president Gianni Infantino confirmed a legal assessment would be held after the Palestinian Football Association, backed by the FAs of Algeria, Iraq, Jordan, Syria and Yemen, submitted the proposal and demanded the governing body stand on the right side of history, as they say. Palestine's FA president, Jibril Rajoub, also indirectly referenced Russia's ban from the sport last year after it invaded Ukraine. He said, how much more must the Palestine football family suffer for FIFA to act with the same severity and urgency as it did in other cases? Does FIFA consider some wars to be more important than others and some victims to be more significant? But Shino Moshe Zuarez, who is the president of the Israeli FA, responded saying, look, hey, we are facing a cynical, political and hostile attempt by the Palestinian Association to harm Israeli football. So, look, should Israel be booted out of world football at the behest of Palestine and a few other nations? Now, going head-to-head on this are the former Tory minister, Paul Scully, and the co-founder of the Muslim Debate Initiative, Abdullah Al-Andalusi. Look, chaps, thank you very much. Great to have you both on the show. Avram was a slightly late addition there, so sorry to have kept you waiting. But, Abdullah, I'll start with you on this. Should Israel be essentially banned from playing international football, do you think?
Well, if we go by the policy opined by members of the British government since 2022, which said that Russia should be banned from football tournaments and sporting activities, and of course it's also banned from Eurovision, then we should be consistent with the principles. If Russia is banned for its aggressive acts against Ukraine, then Israel should be banned likewise for its aggressive and apartheid acts against the Palestinians, just like South Africa, under its apartheid regime, was universally banned from a number of sporting federations. To make the point that sports should be based on principles of humanitarianism, and these states do not reflect that.
All right, Paul, go on then, your views.
No, I don't think they should at all. I think there's a big difference between Russia and Israel in this. Russia were the absolute aggressors that invaded Ukraine, nothing to do with any prior attacks, as we've seen in Hamas on October the 7th, going into Israel. I totally agree with what Avram was saying, that actually football has to bring people together. We need to use sport to bring together people together rather than using this as an extension of that PR war that's going on around the world. Let's make sure that we can bring the two countries together in terms of a ceasefire and bring an end to the hostilities, but not through sport.
Okay. Abdullah, I mean, come back to that. I mean, is there any push, at all to, ban Ukraine from sports? Well, no, because the argument, I suppose, will be that Ukraine is defending itself. Israel is responding to the October 7th attacks, no?
Well, firstly, if we just look at the history, Israel actually has been initiating attacks against Palestinians throughout 2023, before October the 7th. There was a bombing raids in Gaza that destroyed over 400 buildings. There was 234 Palestinians killed by Israel, 1,000 injured in the West Bank, not even Gaza, but in the West Bank, where there is no Hamas as a formal entity. We see that in the Great March of Return, where unarmed Gazans were making a demonstration to go back to the land of their ancestors, located in modern day Israel, over 200 of them were shot, despite the fact that they had no weapons on them, simply because they were doing peaceful demonstrations.
Can I ask Abdullah, are you a big football fan?
Are
you a big football fan, Abdullah?
I find the World Cup and the Euros quite interesting.
That's kind of my point. You're not actually that bothered whether or not Israel play football, are you?
I'm bothered about consistency. If you're going to hold Russia to a standard, and Russia argues it was defending ethnic Russians in Ukraine that were being persecuted by fascist Ukrainians, and Russia claims that Ukraine is the heartland of Russian history, like right. Zionists like to claim Palestine is. So there's a lot of parallels between right. these two aggressive states.
I'll give it over to Paul. I wonder whether or not, you know, everyone who wants to see Israel banned from Eurovision or banned from football competitions actually is an avid watcher of either Eurovision or football.
Yeah, look what happened in the Eurovision, actually, because when the public had their vote, you know, obviously the juries were did their thing and a lot of protesters did their thing in Eurovision and Malmo. But actually, when it came to the public vote, you had the silent majority coming up there and supporting Israel's right to be heard in that wider context. I mean, nobody wants to see Palestinian citizens die. Clearly they don't. It's horrible what's going on. But you can't just take selective history. Abdullah was that taken there about, you know, listening to some of those 3-hour speeches from Putin and thinking that it's the heartland of Russia. That's absolute rubbish. Russian athletes are going to be allowed to compete in the Olympics under a different flag. We need to let sportsmen do this, but let's not play out what's going on in the Middle East in this wider PR war.
All right, guys. Look, both of you, thank you. I am sorry that we were squeezed. Like I said, we weren't expecting everyone Grant there at the top. I would like to have you both back on it.
We did support bans on sports for apartheid South Africa to protest against the apartheid regime. And in the West Bank, Palestinians do not have the same rights as their Jewish neighbours. Right, that's how Israel treats the Palestinians in the West Bank.
Put a pin in it for now. But thank you very much, both of you. Nonetheless, much appreciated. I'll be both on very soon. Now, right, coming up...